Twilight Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. May we never be canceled. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, former President Donald Trump, rejected by the Facebook parole board. His sentence in social media prison will continue now for at least a few months. But in the end, it may not matter. I'll explain shortly. Number two, despite all the pictures of COVID conception that I see on social media, oh, you know, the lockdown love that turned into your what? Yeah, apparently that is the exception, as birth rates are at a record low, well, except for one brand new world record for babies in just one birthing. And number one, dopey Joe Biden and the current occupants of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue really don't understand math. And I mean really can't do simple equations or story problems. You remember story problems, right? You know, the first train leaves the station going east at 45 miles per hour, and the second train leaves the station going 60 miles per hour headed west. Let's just say Dopey Joe's train, it doesn't really leave the station anymore, ever. But he sent out there to read the 4-foot font Jumbotron teleprompters with the idea that this guy is going to convince all of us about spending trillions of dollars on, well, things we don't need, on wacko far-left ideas that have no chance of success, like paying bills for third-world dictators to do better at home. Like, that hasn't been tried before, and it's been so successful. But I digress. Let's start with the leader of the free world yesterday in front of the cameras. It's showtime. Dopey Joe was out trying to explain the massive spending of trillions of dollars again on Wednesday. He summed it up. Well, let's go to bite number three. He summed it up this way. It's just sad. If you missed the explanation, let's go to it again. Here we go. Play that again, would you please? I want to understand. I want a full understanding of what we just heard. Go. Leader of the free world. Jumbotron's not working right. Meanwhile, Dopey Joe, I mean, if he was one of the seven dwarfs, Dopey is the one he'd be, right? He continues to try to talk. He continues to try to make sense. And he sensed that all of his proposed spending boondoggle, but here he is again, lost. And I mean, just lost. And frankly, dangerously disconnected from the world, from the truth, from, well, anything. Listen to this.
In 2020, more than 2.3 million restaurants jobs disappeared. 2.3 million restaurant jobs disappeared.
He has no idea. He has no idea. He can't correct himself because he doesn't have a command of the facts. He's out there trying to tell us we need to spend 2 point whatever trillion dollars. He couldn't even begin to tell you what's in the package. Oh, it's good for America. Is it? I know better. Devaluing the currency is not good for America. The price of lumber now is 4 times what it should be, and rising could be 8 times what it should be by the time this is all over. Gas is at $5 a gallon in some parts of California now. Other parts of the country seeing spikes in fuel and energy costs everywhere you go. The cost of propane, I checked on this last week, in some parts of New York right now, $3.54 a gallon. $3.54 a gallon for propane. My price last winter locked in at $1.79 for my furnace. But it's double that in some places. Can you imagine? Can you imagine doubling the price of your energy bill? What would that do to your budget on a monthly basis? What would happen to you? If your prices went up by twice, what would happen? Meanwhile, we have a southern border that remains open, unprotected, unvetted, unvaccinated people spreading all over the country. In fact, we're giving them plane tickets and bus tickets and rides everywhere, anywhere they want to go. And in places like Oregon, they're doing more lockdowns. Why? Because the number of cases of COVID are spiking again, which is weird. Because Governor Brown there, Kate Brown, locked the state down hard already. several times, and yet the virus came back? I'm shocked to hear that. Meanwhile, you've got people like MSNBC and CNN and others making fun of Florida and Texas and South Dakota and the states that have been openly free for some time now. Florida's laughing all the way to the bank. Almost 1,000 people a day moving to Florida permanently to live there with new houses and going to Publix and going to the beach and going to the restaurants and spending their money, plus their, of course, their property taxes and everything else. And so the states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, New York and Oregon, they mock the states that are free. That makes a lot of sense. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, proving that he's just a guy interested in being a major celebrity, was on Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And even though Kimmel tried to bait him into smearing President Trump, he did give credit, at least, where credit is due, to Operation Warp Speed. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, hates President Trump, always has. It's bite number seven. Listen to this.
Did you get the sense that he felt like we didn't need to keep working on the vaccine because we have the solution right here?
No. I mean, to give credit to the former administration, you know, they put together Operation Warp Speed, which was really important in getting things rolling. Right now, we're in the implementation stage, which is going really, really very successfully in vaccines.
Yeah.
He was talking about Regeneron, the question, by the way, Jimmy Kimmel, asking when the president was cured in October of 2020, having gone through COVID. He's pressing him to say, just a smear of the president. Jimmy Kimmel is a straight-up tool, genetically incapable of telling the truth about President Trump and what a great job he did beating the pandemic head-on and delivering the vaccines. Whether you want one or not, they're an option. Options are good. It was done in a world record time, never been done before. Yes, we've studied this mRNA technology for decades, about 20 years anyhow, probably longer. But for it to be applied in that sense had never been tried, but it was not the first time it had been thought about or considered. So it was not exactly pulling a rabbit out of the hat, but the time involved. The fact that on January the 13th, 2020, President Trump focused his efforts on finding a vaccine to take the pandemic head on. That was important. But Jimmy Kimmel and all of his left-wing stooge friends, they can't figure that out. And who cares? They live in a world where everybody plays make-believe and dress-up. I don't get to play make-believe and dress-up every day. I have to go out into the real world, as do you. So these clowns that sit there on high in their make-believe castles with their make-believe morality, they don't really impress me much. Don't really care what they have to say. At any rate, good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Man, we've got some good stuff coming up. A great new column by Charlie LaDuff shows that Michigan's governor didn't go to Florida for 2 days, but for four. Why does she keep thinking she can get away with all these lies? Oh, and she borrowed a billionaire's jet to get there. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit KnowHowToGo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college.